Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your internet connection.
There is nothing wrong with your software.
This is TerraJets, thinking outside the box.
This is TerraJets, thinking outside the box.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. I am your host, Colin Knight. We are having audio server issues. Blog Talk are working on it as we speak, so I hope it won't be too long before we can actually have a full and frank discussion on Nostradamus.
As we look through the sign of Aquarius, many believe this to be the forecoming of the low-end scale of the cataclysmic events of 2012. In weeks to come, we shall be looking into the quatrains of Nostradamus, his visions, the meaning of his strange writings. We shall discuss events, current, past, and future, as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus and his dramatic predictions.
And Nostradamus, what quite a character. Unfortunately, he's known for his doom and gloom through the quatrains, which is not completely who Nostradamus is all about. And it's unfortunate sometimes when a man is given a claim to fame that is only a minor portion of what Nostradamus truly was. And once again, it does appear that we have lost an
Michel
audio feed.
Michel de Nostradamus, Michael of Our Lady, whose Latinized... Michel de Nostradamus, Michael of Our Lady, whose Latinized name was later to be known as Nostradamus, born December the 14th, 1503.
11 years after Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, Nostradamus was born. Hometown of Saint Remy de Provence in France, his family of Jewish descent converted from Judaism to Catholicism when Nostradamus was still a young boy. Some historians suggest that Nostradamus was a descendant of the lost Jewish tribe who were knowledgeable in astrology and mystical arts. When he was a boy, his great-grandfather inspired him to study astrology and celestial sciences when he was very young. He was introduced to Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. He was sent to Avignon, France, to study medicine in 1522 at the age of 19. He graduated with a bachelor degree and was soon licensed to practice medicine. As a healer, he was active in treating the victims of the Black Plague and developed unique and effective methods of treatment which helped to lessen the suffering of many people. At 26, Nostradamus returned to Montpellier to obtain his doctor's degree. The academic skill he displayed while working towards his doctorate won him a praise and admiration from the whole college. He was recruited as an instructor after his graduation and taught for about a year. Upon leaving, Nostradamus passed through Agen while returning to Toulouse and married a young lady. It was at this time Nostradamus is believed to have been reintroduced to mystical and ancient books of knowledge. Sadly, both Nostradamus' wife and their two children were struck by disease and died. As if to add insult to injury, in 1538, Nostradamus was falsely accused of heresy by church officials. This was unjust because Nostradamus was a spiritual and religious man. One misconception led to another, and the infamous agents of the Spanish Inquisition, those repressive European religious establishments of that era, sought his arrest. Wishing to avert the wrath of tainted religious extremists, left his home in France and wandered through Italy, avoiding arrest by the inquisitors, and did as he wished during this period, traveling, making new friends, and constructing astrological charts for people. Over time, circumstances reversed with the inquisitors, and after traveling through Italy and France for 6 years, Nostradamus returned to his native turf in 1546. For a period of 3 years, he again fought the plague. His services were viewed as invaluable by both his patients and peers. Nostradamus later married for a second time and started a new family. It was during this period in his life that he acquainted himself with apothecaries and healers of the area, in order to include them in a book, The World's First Medical Diary, directory, which listed the names, locations, and specialties of physicians and healers practicing in Europe at that time. By 1555, Nostradamus had finished the first phase of his book that would contain his prophecies. Upon his publication, Nostradamus's fame quickly spread throughout Europe. This first version of his prophecies contained over 300 predictions. His book became very popular among the literate and educated Europeans of the day, so much so that the French queen summoned Nostradamus to a court in Paris. He and the queen became close personal friends. Discussing his quatrain predicting the death of her husband, King Henry II of France, it was during that era that Nostradamus was appointed to the personal physician and royal advisor to Henry II. Later, he also advised the French kings Francis II and Charles IX. Nostradamus was called to Paris by the queen a second time and was asked to draw astrological horoscopes for the royal children. 1557, when he was told that the Justices de Paris were again asking about the magical practices, he hurriedly returned to Salon. On June the 28th, 1559, quatrains number 1 through 35 came true. Some people were upset with Nostradamus, others amazed. His fame grew even more. Nostradamus remained in Salon for a number of years and continued to work on his writings. He was visited by many people of nobility and distinction during those days. In 1566, Nostradamus's health began to be troubled with gout and arthritis. His health continued to worsen, and he wrote his will on June the 17th, 1566. On July the 1st, Nostradamus sent for the local Catholic priests and requested that his last rites be administered to him, telling his close friends that he would not live to see the next day. As Nostradamus prophesied, he was found dead in the morning. Michael Nostradamus was described as a good man. He was a little under medium height, of robust body, nimble and vigorous. He had a large and open forehead, a straight and even nose, grey eyes which were generally pleasant, but which blazed when they were angry. By nature, he was thinking much and saying little, though speaking very well in a proper time and place. He slept only 4 or 5 hours per night. He praised and loved freedom of speech and showed himself joyous and facetious, as well as biting in his joking. He approved of the ceremonies of the Roman Catholic Church and held to the Catholic faith and religion.
All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although Terror Chat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terror Chat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
The magical time of internet radio, where almost anything can go wrong and usually does. This is the point in time that yours truly and thousands of other DJs and talk show hosts around the country go into a little thing called a flop sweat. Our expert that was due in tonight has been taken ill and will not be making it tonight. I do hope that Vic is going to be okay. Vic, if you're out there, remember you have an open slot any time that you desire, sir. And I do hope it's not serious, and we will be chatting another time. This is Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box. The phone lines are open if you get the urge to call in. 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Tonight is a primetime special regarding Nostradamus and his quatrains. You know, I've followed Nostradamus since I was a wee lad, and always fascinated me how somebody from the past could see something into the future so accurately, or supposedly so accurately. We have looked around the internet, and there are hundreds of web pages out there professing to be the Nostradamus web page, the be-all to end-all. Each have their own slant, but for the most part, a number of them are really staying true to their form. The Nostradamus Society of America is probably one of the finest ones out there. So if you do get the opportunity and you are looking for more information on Nostradamus, please, Nostradamus Society of America, and also Nostradamus101.com. That's always a good place to find a good source of information on Nostradamus.
There is nothing wrong
with your internet connection.
There is nothing wrong with your software.
This is TerraChats, thinking outside the box.
Hey everyone, your favorite internet site Blog Talk Radio is up for an award, the WebWare 100 Awards. The WebWare 100 honors the greatest social media tools on the net, like Blog Talk Radio. And if you use Blog Talk Radio, we certainly hope you think we're one of them. We want to win this contest, but we need your help. And you can do that by voting for us by going to our homepage at www.blogtalkradio.com and clicking on the link that says WebWare 100 Awards. Vote for this site. If you like Blog Talk Radio and what we provide, we hope you'll support us by voting. Thanks, everybody.
And thanks to blogtalkradio.com. I tell you, this is a miraculous site that they have managed to put together. And the services that they are offering are increasing by the month. I've been around a little while, and I can tell you that their product is increasing exponentially. So if you've got something to say and you have an idea for a show, you know, come to Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com. It's the place to be, because this is where it's at.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's TerraChat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed. Or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
Now, I'm not sure if the audio is coming through clean onto the archive or not. I guess we'll find that once the show is over. It sounds a little scratchy on my end, but that could be because I am currently on the east side of the Canadian Rockies in Alberta, Canada. Of course, we're in Calgary, Alberta, home of the Calgary Stampede, the greatest outdoor show on earth. And opening day is July the 4th this year, so all of our American friends, if you're looking for an experience and a party and a little taste of the Old West Calgary style, you make sure that you book your plane flights, fill up your gas tank, and boogie your Winnebago to Calgary for a party of your life. And as we mentioned earlier, we do have busy lives, and sometimes it is impossible to be at a set place and time, and Blog Talk have covered that. So we hope that you experiment with Blog Talk, look around, see what's shaking, see what they have to offer. Now, Nostradamus and his quatrains, you know, we looked around the internet and looked at a number of sites, and all of them had their own slants on what the quatrain was all about and what the predictions were. Many of them have decoded them of the likes and brought them to modern-day language so that we may understand what Nostradamus was trying to prophesize. So given that, we've extracted a couple out of the net, and this one is about a comet. Now, the reason we chose this one, because recently there's been a news article regarding an exploding star that went supernova billions of years ago, and the light is finally coming to Earth. We are seeing something that happened billions of years ago.
Volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, droughts.
Century 4, Quatrain 67.
A very bright, previously unknown comet will appear and coincide with the time of great geological troubles, with earthquakes and volcanoes erupting and disrupting weather systems. This will cause widespread famines, droughts, and social upheavals in unexpected places. Nations that are considered prosperous and powerful, particularly Western nations, will be weakened. They will be torn with civil strife and rioting as people migrate to areas
that have water and can support crop growing. The social upheaval and weakening of political structures will help the Antichrist come to power.
Now, is that a true quatrain? Is that a guesstimate? Is that just a coincidence that we're seeing this light in the sky at this time of our existence? Well, there's many theologians are saying that so far so good, Nostradamus has pretty well hit it on the head. Although I must admit, after reading his quatrains, many of them I find very complicated and very difficult to decipher, very much like a horoscope in the local newspaper. And that concerns me. However, I have been in touch with a number of experts who have, over the course of several months, given me many ideas as to how Nostradamus was thinking or what his possible vision was. Now, given that, I'm going to throw a news item at you because it does tie in. Hang in there.
From Baghdad tonight, Iraqi's leaders faced their gravest challenge in months. Tuesday, as Shiite militiamen loyal to anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr battled for control of the southern oil capital. They fought U.S. and Iraqi troops in Baghdad and unleashed rockets on the Green Zone. Armed militiamen appeared on some Baghdad streets for the first time in more than 6 months, as al-Sadr's followers announced a nationwide campaign of strikes and demonstrations to protest a government crackdown on their movements. Merchants shuttered their shops in commercial districts in several Baghdad neighborhoods. U.S. and Iraqi troops, backed by helicopters, fought Shiite militiamen in Baghdad's Sadr City district after the local office of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki Dawa Party came under attack. The U.S. said residents of the area reported intermittent explosions and gunfire in the area late Tuesday. An American soldier was killed in fighting Tuesday afternoon in Baghdad, the U.S. military have said. No further details were released at press time, and it was unclear whether Shiite militiamen were responsible for the death. From Washington, a chunk of Antarctic ice, about seven times the size of Manhattan, suddenly collapsed, putting an even greater portion of glacier ice at risk, scientists said Tuesday. Satellite images show the runaway disintegration of a 160 square mile chunk in western Antarctica, which started February the 28th. It was the edge of the Wilkins Ice Shelf and has been there for hundreds, maybe 1500 years. This is the result of global warming, said British Antarctic Survey scientist David Vaughan. Because the scientists noticed satellite images within hours, they diverted satellite cameras and even flew an aeroplane over the ongoing collapse for rare pictures and video. The rest of the Wilkins Ice Shelf, which is about the size of Connecticut, is holding on by a narrow beam of thin ice. Scientists worry that it too may collapse. And again from Washington, trustees for the government's two biggest benefit programs warn that Social Security and Medicare are facing enormous challenges, with the threat of Medicare solvency far more severe. The trustees, issuing their once-a-year analysis, said the resources in the Social Security Trust Fund will be depleted by 2041. The reserves in the Medicare Trust Fund that pays hospital benefits were projected to be wiped out by 2019. Both those dates were the same as in last year's report, but the trustees warned that financial pressures will begin much sooner when the program begins paying out more in benefits each year than they collect in payroll taxes. For Medicare, that threshold is projected to be reached this year, and for Social Security, it is projected to occur in 2017. Both programs are expected to come under increasing pressure as 78 million baby boomers start retiring and drawing benefits. The financial difficulties facing Social Security and Medicare pose enormous challenges, the trustee said in their report. The sooner these challenges are addressed, the more varied and less disruptive their solution can be. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, one of the trustees, warned of a fiscal train wreck unless something is done. Without change, rising costs will drive government spending to unprecedented levels, consume nearly all projected federal revenues, and threaten America's future prosperity, Paulson told a news conference where he and other trustees released their report. Clinton said Tuesday she would have left the church for Barack Obama attends if her minister had talked about America the way Obama's pastor has. Clinton's comments to reporters marked a clear shift. Greensburg, PA. We expected this one coming. Hillary Rodham Clinton said Tuesday she would have left the church that Barack Obama attends if her minister had talked about America the way Obama's pastor had. Clinton's comments to reporters marked a clear shift in her handling of the Obama church controversy, which she had generally avoided until now. Some Democrats see Obama's refusal to disassociate himself from the Chicago church and its recently retired minister, Jeremiah Wright, as his stickiest campaign challenge so far. I think that given all we have heard and seen, he would not have been my pastor, Clinton said at a news conference in Greensburg. After being asked if Obama should have left the church, she declined to say what Obama should have done, or whether the subject is now a legitimate topic for her appeals to Democrat superdelegates, the party leaders who will decide whether she or Obama will be the presidential nominee.
Now, with those pieces of news, tying those into cataclysmic events, as Nostradamus is claiming in his quatrains, and if we can decipher the information from Nostradamus and somehow intertwine that with the Mayan calendar, then we have trouble in River City. Now, we hear the political drumbeat that the war in Iraq, the war against terror, should be scaled back. We've heard the Democrats demanding that they would begin withdrawing troops out of Iraq if, in fact, they do become power. So where do we stand with the Nostradamus quatrains? If, in fact, they do stand true, we do have trouble in River City.
Antichrist rise to power in the Middle East.
Century 2, quatrains 23 and 81.
The Antichrist will take over Iran by using a human decoy to trick the Iranian Ayatollah in power. This will involve the yes-men and puppets of the Ayatollah's court. The Antichrist will first drive away internal supporters of the Ayatollah by starting a civil war. Then he will put forth a man as a leader, a man for Iranians loyal to the Ayatollah to concentrate their hate on. The man will be assassinated while Iran is being taken over, and its opponents will think they have foiled the overthrow of power by assassinating him. But they will find out later he was merely a decoy, and that they played into the plans of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will initially obtain power in his own sphere, Asia and the Middle East, as he grows out of this arena and into Europe. The next step will be into the Mediterranean, his area of strength. Because of his Middle East heritage, he will have already united North Africans, who are sympathetic to his cultural background and his Asian and Middle Eastern conglomerates.
You are listening to Terror Chat.
Hi, everybody. Blog Talk Radio, your favorite website on the internet, is up for an award called the WebWare 100 Awards. It highlights the coolest social media tools out there, and if you use Blog Talk Radio, we hope you think we're one of them. So we want to win this competition, and we need your help to do so. Please vote for us by going to our homepage at www.blogtalkradio.com, and there'll be a link on the right side of the page that says WebWare 100, vote for this site. So if you like Blog Talk Radio and you like what we do, please support us by voting. Thank you very much. Bye.
This is Terror Chat.
In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be? Tonight.
And an upcoming show, Who Will You Be Tonight? A discussion on the internet addictions and the intricacies of chat and the psychology of chat. We hope you're going to like that one. That's going to be special.
Communication frequencies are now open.
And communication frequencies are open. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. If you get the urge, if you get the need, by all means, you let me know. Let's talk about it. Our phone lines are open.
This is TerraChat.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
As we look through the sign of Aquarius, many believe this to be the forecoming of the low-end scale of the cataclysmic events of 2012. In weeks to come, we shall be looking into the quatrains of Nostradamus, his visions, the meaning of his strange writings. We shall discuss events, current, past, and future, as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus and his dramatic predictions.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's TerraChat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed. Or add the various players to your website or blog. Or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
From the voice of the Canadian Rocket, this is TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Thank you. So we're looking at Nostradamus and the quatrains and trying to feed them and piece them in with the current events and what's happening around the world. I think there is a good argument to be made that if in fact the quatrains have been deciphered in a correct manner, and it's unfortunate that Vic can't be with us tonight to give us that certification. But if the quatrains have been deciphered correctly, and it is a vision of the future, we have to understand that Nostradamus saw the vision from his point in time. So many of his explanations of items seem to be very flowery and very strange in our today's society. And that's simply because Nostradamus was dealing in the 1500s, and we are now in the 21st century. So we have to make exception for that. In doing so, I believe there may be cause for concern that the quatrains have not been deciphered correctly. But at the same time, it is clear that there is something afoot, and that Nostradamus probably had his finger right on the pulse. Along with the Mayans, tell me why 2012, December the 21st, should be the end of a calendar? Did they know something that we didn't know? Is it possible?
There is nothing wrong with your internet connection.
There is nothing wrong with your software.
This is TerraChat, thinking outside the box.
Washington, shipping by mistake electrical fuses for an intercontinental ballistic missile to Taiwan, raised concerns Tuesday for U.S.-China relations and triggered a broad investigation into the security of Pentagon weapons. China vehemently opposes U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. Four of the cone-shaped fuses were shipped to Taiwanese officials in fall 2006 instead of the helicopter batteries they had ordered. Despite quarterly checks of inventory, defense officials said they never knew the fuses were gone. Only after months of discussion with Taiwan over the missing batteries did the Pentagon finally realize last week the gravity of what had happened. Once the error was discovered, the military quickly recovered the fuses. How it happened and whether the incident constitutes a violation of any treaty or agreement governing international sales of missile technology were lingering questions. At a hastily called news conference Tuesday, Ryan Henry, the number two policy official in Defense Secretary Robert Gates' office, as said President Bush, as well as Chinese leaders, were informed of the mistake, an error Henry called intolerable. I cannot emphasize forcefully enough how strong the Secretary feels about this matter and how disconcerting it is to him, Henry told reporters. He added that in an organization the size of the Defense Department, there will be mistakes, but that they cannot be tolerated in the arena of strategic systems, whether they are nuclear or only associated equipment, as was the case. Detroit. Mayor Kilpatrick and his former top aide pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges they filed under oath about having an affair. The mayor and former chief of staff, Christine Beatty, appeared for separate hearings in the scandal that is threatening to prematurely end Kilpatrick's second term. District Court Magistrate Steve Lockhart entered not guilty pleas for each of them on charges of perjury, conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and misconduct in office. Both were released on personal bonds. The two are accused of lying under oath about an affair and their roles in the firing of a top police official. Text message first reported by the Detroit Free Press revealed a flirty, somewhat explicit dialogue between the two. Attorneys for Kilpatrick and Beatty have said their client will be exonerated. In setting the mayor's personal bond, Lockhart noted defendants generally are restricted to the state of Michigan while their cases are pending. However, given Kilpatrick's position, Lockhart granted him the right to travel anywhere within the United States without prior permission, but said Kilpatrick still must give advance notice to the court. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announced that charges on Monday after an investigation that began in late January after the Detroit Free Press published excerpts from 14,000 text messages that were sent or received in 2002-2003 from Beatty's city-issued pager. The messages called into question testimony Kilpatrick and Beatty gave last August in a lawsuit filed by two police officers who said they were fired for investigating claims that the mayor used his security unit to cover up extramarital affairs. In court, Kilpatrick and Beatty strongly denied having an intimate relationship, but the steamy text messages revealed a dialogue about where to meet and how to conceal their tryst. Kilpatrick, 37, is married with three children. Beatty, also 37, was married at the time, and Cape Canaveral, Florida tonight. Their incredibly successful mission nearly over, Shuttlin Deva's astronauts readied their spaceship for Wednesday evening's ride home. The seven crewmen accomplished everything they set out to do in orbit. They added another room to the International Space Station, assembled a giant Canadian robot, tested a gooey patch for shuttle thermal tiles, inspected a jammed solar wing joint, and dropped off a shuttle inspection boom and swapped out station residents. All that remained was re-entry and touchdown, and the weather looked as though it would cooperate, as has become customary during their 16-day flight. Commander Dominique Goury and his crew got an early start Tuesday on Endeavour's flight systems checkout. Everything tested fine. Endeavour was returning with much lighter than when it blasted into orbit in the early hours of March the 11th. The shuttle delivered to the space station the first section of Japan's Kiba Lab, a 14-foot, 18,500-pound storage compartment. The actual lab will arrive in May aboard Discovery. Endeavour also ferried up 12-foot, 3,400-pound robot named Dexter, complete with 11-foot arms that was provided by Canada. It took three spacewalks to put Dexter together outside the space station. In all, five spacewalks were conducted by the astronauts, the most for a shuttle station mission. Endeavour spent 12 days at the station, the longest visit by a shuttle. French astronaut Leopold Aerts, who moved into the space station last month, was hitching a ride home aboard Endeavour. His replacement, American Garrett Reisman, will remain in orbit until June. A Japanese astronaut also took part in Endeavour's mission.
And God bless Endeavour. Looking forward to seeing them coming home Wednesday morning. The pieces of news chosen out of hundreds of news stories specifically designed for tonight's Nostradamus show to show the cataclysmic events, both social, economic, and of course, environmental. There is a gentleman out there in the big bad world by the name of Dr. Louis Turi, probably one of the most preeminent experts on predictions. This man, not only has he been accurate, he has been spot on every single time. Now, I first heard of Dr. Turi while listening to George Nuri on Coast to Coast AM in the wee hours of the morning. And at first, I didn't know exactly how to take it. I thought the man was just going to spout off. But Dr. Louis Turi, I tell you, he turned things around, and he explained it in ways that even a simpleton could understand. And he discusses the stories and the understanding of the tale of the dragon, and how the tale of the dragon is sweeping through North America and is knocking these stars and politicians off their feet. It is an amazing angle, if you will, on the cosmic code. And I invite you to look up Dr. Turi, T-U-R-I, Dr. Turi, and have a look at his website and join one of his newsletters, because what he has to say is of importance. And it ties completely in with the Nostradamus and the end times and his quatrains and with the actions of the earth. Things are starting to rumble. We're seeing more volcanoes. We're hearing of more cataclysmic events, more flooding. Kansas on the White River last night was calling for an evacuation. Things are happening with our environment, whether it is man-made or whether this is a natural cycle, will probably be one of those arguments till the end of time. But it is quite evident that something is happening with the Earth and our universe. And the quicker we understand it, and the quicker we can accept what is to come, or assist it to come, or deny its arrival.
As you sit by the castle's fire, the darkness engulfing the light, look to the flames and see your future, see your past tonight. The castle of dream and fear is open to you. What do you wish to be?
What do you wish to be tonight? An upcoming show. We've got a couple of weeks with an eminent psychologist to be able to walk us through with the addictions of chat and the psychology of the bullies that hide in chat. The attack mentality on internet chat, ladies and gentlemen, has got to be one of the most difficult problems that we face in internet discussions. It is almost impossible to have a solid debate without somebody attempting to damage whatever it is that you are attempting to accomplish. There are gatherings of people that still hold a bastion of truth and hope, especially out there on, give a shout out up on the Pal Talk Pals. We are looking at the Race to the White House as an excellent political channel. You should go in there and have a chat. And also the Conservative Policy Roundtable, giving CPR to the conservative agenda. And the information there is astounding. Do you have ghosts? Have you heard bumps in the night? Check our show with the South Jersey Ghost Research Group. It'll fascinate you.
This is TerraChat.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
There is nothing wrong with your internet connection.
There is nothing wrong with your software.
This is TerraChat, thinking outside the box.
And this is TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. And with the recent developments in the Middle East and around the world, the Nostradamus quatrains have once again come back into prominent view. Many people picking up books that have been in reprint and reprint from many authors, all having their own slant and their own belief on exactly what Nostradamus was all about. But as you know from the preamble of the show, Nostradamus was quite a complex man. He was not a simpleton. He was not a lunatic. This man made a very, very good living doing what Nostradamus did best. Now, although his life took many twists and turns, he, at the end of his days, left us with some very important literature. Even though the quatrains may be somewhat coded, they still show some very valuable insight.
As we move through the sign of Aquarius, Many believe this to be the forecoming of the low-end scale of the cataclysmic events of 2012. In weeks to come, we shall be looking into the quatrains of Nostradamus, his visions, the meaning of his strange writings. We shall discuss events, current, past, and future, as we attempt to unwrap the mysteries behind the teachings of Nostradamus and his dramatic predictions.
Area code 347. Phone number 324-3287. Area code 347-324-3287.
And area code 347-324-3287 is our call-in line. If you do get the urge to merge, by all means, pick up the phone, give us a rattle. Now, it is long distance into New York City if you are not on the Skype network, or unless you have evenings and weekends free on a cable system or your long-distance carrier. So, failing that, you can always come to our virtual studio and sit in the studio and type your questions. We have no problems with that whatsoever.
Hey, everyone. Your favorite internet site, Blog Talk Radio, is up for an award, the WebWare 100 Awards. The WebWare 100 honors the greatest social media tools on the net, like Blog Talk Radio. And if you use Blog Talk Radio, we certainly hope you think we're one of them. We want to win this contest, but we need your help. And you can do that by voting for us by going to our homepage at www.blogtalkradio.com and clicking on the link that says WebWare 100 Awards. Vote for this site. If you like Blog Talk Radio and what we provide, we hope you'll support us by voting. Thanks, everybody.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
You are listening to Terror Chat.
Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. I am your host, Colin Knight. It is a pleasure to be with you tonight as we continue to discuss the Nostradamus and his fantastic quatrains. The prediction level of Nostradamus, of course, is legendary, and whenever we start conjuring up visions of the future and the doomsday sayers begin their woeing and weighing, they usually try and bring Nostradamus in as a dark figure to show that mankind is destined to fail. And it's unfortunate because, as I have said earlier, Nostradamus was a very intelligent man. And he did many, many things. And he was of great service to his nation during several plagues. And because of him, they developed several methods of easing the pain of the Black Plague. Unfortunately, they did not conquer the issue. And even some of Nostradamus' direct family succumbed to the plague.
This is Terror Chat. This is Terror Chat. So
as we look at the current political situation in the United States, and we look at Obama and Hillary Clinton duking it out fist by fist, and the Republican nominee, Mr. John McCain, just coming back from the Middle East, looking more presidential than he ever has before, the dirt and grime that is starting to slip out of the political parties does not hold well for the candidates. Now, there are some that have looked at the numbers and said that neither Obama nor Hillary Clinton can have a clear, decisive win prior to the convention. So the Democratic convention does seem to be upon us, yet there is some talk whether the Democrats actually have enough money to finance a massive convention. Hopefully George Soros will step in and cut the check. He seems to have done everything else for the Democrats. Cutting a couple of $1 million should be a minor inconvenience to a man that's on a mission. So we look at the world and we look at the politicians and we look at all of the people that make it to our news networks, and we ask ourselves, could one of those be the Antichrist? Could one of those people out there be the one that will bring mankind down?
Antichrist rise to power in the Middle East.
Century 2, quatrains 23 and 81.
The Antichrist will take over Iran by using a human decoy to trick the Iranian Ayatollah in power. This will involve the yes men and puppets of the Ayatollah's court. The Antichrist will first drive away internal supporters of the Ayatollah by starting a civil war. Then he will put forth a man as a leader, a man for Iranians loyal to the Ayatollah to concentrate their hate on. The man will be assassinated while Iran is being taken over, and its opponents will think they have foiled the overthrow of power by assassinating him. But they will find out later he was merely a decoy, and that they played into the plans of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will initially obtain power in his own sphere, Asia and the Middle East, as he grows out of this arena and into Europe. The next step will be into the Mediterranean, his area of strength. Because of his Middle East heritage, he will have already united North Africans, who are sympathetic to his cultural background and his Asian and Middle Eastern conglomerates.
So by that analogy, the person that came up with that quatrain and deciphered it, codedly within that quatrain, or within that decipher, mentioned that the Antichrist was of Middle Eastern descent. Now that kind of has me a little concerned. Is it fact? Is it fiction? Is it possible? Are we looking at the Antichrist as he pounds away at the votes of the people in America?
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
In an upcoming show, we will be looking at Politics 101 a little closer. And having a look at the candidates and the people behind the candidates. But I want to throw a plug out for one of our friends out there, Kevin McCullough, KMC at 1 p.m. every day on Blog Talk Radio. This man is the cutting edge of news. He doesn't miss a beat. I recently found Kev and tuned into his show to try and get some ideas of what one of these seasoned Blog Talk Radio hosts do. And he teaches me a lot on a daily basis, which is absolutely amazing. To be able to receive the type of help that other hosts give you is pretty phenomenal. This is TerraChat, thinking outside of the box. The phone lines are open at 347-324-3287. If you get the urge to merge and you get the urge to call, by all means, we invite you to do that. We are talking about Nostradamus and his quatrains and the Mayan calendar 2012. Now, looking at the Mayan calendar in general, one would presume that December the 21st, 2012, it's all over. According to many who would like to cause panic in the world, they are convinced that December the 21st, 2012, is the actual end time. Some are claiming that there will be the rapture, which many Christians and theologians have said that is about to befall us. Now, could the Bible in itself be a predictor of the future times based on the information of the past? Are we in a social loop? And has mankind been here before? There are some questions out there as to the age of man on Earth. And each time we unwrap a little bit more of the onion called Earth's life, we find out a little bit more and a little bit more. Where we are going in the next 20 years, the information that we will find in the next 20 years, and the qualifying information we will find regarding the Nostradamus quatrains and predictions will be startling, I think. And given that, I think we will be moving into a different era of time, a different time and a different place. And in doing so, hopefully, man will learn to live with man.
Hi, everybody. Blog Talk Radio, your favorite website on the internet, is up for an award called the WebWare 100 Awards. It highlights the coolest social media tools out there. And if you use Blog Talk Radio, we hope you think we're one of them. So we want to win this competition, and we need your help to do so. Please vote for us by going to our homepage at www.blogtalkradio.com, and there'll be a link on the right side of the page that says WebWare 100, vote for this site. So if you like Blog Talk Radio and you like what we do, please support us by voting. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, make sure you get out there and do your voting power for Blog Talk. They've done an excellent job bringing up the services. And each day we do get better. We still have our glitches. We still have some server issues and bandwidth, but it is coming. And they're doing a grand job. Before we close the show with 8 minutes remaining on the clock, I'd just like to bring a little item back into the visual fold, coming out of the Nostradamus and the quatrains and the future existence of man, and being able to live amongst each other in peace, to be able to live with the common man of this earth and the common woman of this earth without any strife, without any anger, and with very little pain would be a utopia. And whether that is possible in our existence or not, I guess time will tell. And Nostradamus has given us the signals of what's to come, and if we navigate those signals correctly, then there will be a new understanding after 2012. And you never know, maybe peace will come on the world. But I do want to say this. There's been much talk on the internet chats, especially in the political chats in Paltalk, that 4,001 soldiers have died, have given their life with the war in Iraq. And however tragic one soldier's life is, they have given up their life, they have shed their blood, so we may be free to do what we are doing at this very point in time under free speech. And callously, we could look at this and look at the number counts of various wars from the Second World War through to Vietnam, and realize that battle injuries in the past far exceeded, sometimes in one day, the death toll in Iraq in 6.5 years. We also have to take into account and understand that even though it is tragic that many lives have been lost, in Iran, every year, over 26,000 people die from car accidents. In China, over 80,000 people are killed in motor vehicle accidents every year. Now, I don't want to minimize death because that's a horrible thing to do. But if you look at the realistic terms, the current conflict that the United States and its coalition forces are under is probably one of the most clinical wars that has ever been fought on the face of this earth. And given that, an applause should go out to the generals and to the commander-in-chief for minimizing the casualty counts. And even though George W. Bush is under a great deal of fire as he heads into the twilight months of his presidency, it is because of him and because of those brave men and women, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, that are out there on the front lines protecting us tonight, that we have the right to come to Blog Talk Radio or Pal Talk or any of the other servers and sit down and pontificate whether George W. Bush is right or wrong, and whether Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or John McCain will make a good president. I think in the cold darkness of night, we have to understand that those soldiers are out there for us. They're out there to give us safety, they're out there to give us freedom, and they're out there to give us the ability to do what we do and do what we do best.
This is Terror Chat.
In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
In upcoming weeks, a special on Who Will You Be Tonight, the psychology of the internet chat and addictions, and the psychology of bullying from an eminent psychologist that will be joining us on the show. You are listening to Terror Chat. This is Colin Knight, and I do appreciate you being
this
here tonight.
This is Terror Chat. Keep out.
Hi, everybody. Blog Talk Radio, your favorite website on the internet, is up for an award called the WebWare 100 Awards. It highlights the coolest social media tools out there, and if you use Blog Talk Radio, we hope you think we're one of them. So we want to win this competition, and we need your help to do so. Please vote for us by going to our homepage at www.blogtalkradio.com, and there'll be a link on the right side of the page that says WebWare 100, vote for this site. So if you like Blog Talk Radio and you like what we do, please support us by voting. Thank you very much. Bye.
Rockets. This is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as we head into the final 3 minutes, as I say, it has been an absolute pleasure. We've had a number of listeners coming and going. Hopefully you are catching us live, but remember you can always go to the Terror Chat site and pick us up via the feed at any time that you desire. A couple of weeks ago, we had the South Jersey Ghost Research Group. We had a great interview with them. We're looking forward to bringing them back in the upcoming weeks, so stay tuned for that. You will be able to see our schedule going up on the Terror Chat site in the next couple of days. We have blocked, I believe, 7 shows to date are up on schedule, and we do look forward to bringing those to you. It is unfortunate that our friend Vic from Nostradamus Society of America was taken ill and unable to attend, but we will schedule him at another time, and hopefully we'll be able to dig deeper into the life and times and the quatrains of Nostradamus and the power of 2012 and the Mayan calendar. This is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed. Or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
You are listening to Terror Chat.